So we turn now to a former regulator out with a new book recently on the Hays Advantage not too long ago. Sheila Bair, former head of the FDIC. Her book is Bull by the Horns, a page-turner that gives you a lot of the inside story of the financial crisis and a lot of the meat. Sheila, of course, very critical of Vikram Pandit, ousted ahead of Citigroup today, and we're here to get her view as a former regulator on Vikram and the bank. Sheila, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So one of the things we learned today from our own Eric Schatzker speaking with Vikram Pandit around noontime, Mr. Pandit says that it was his decision to leave Citi. He made the decision yesterday afternoon. He wouldn't have done anything differently. He has the sort of the support of the board. From what you know of Citigroup following this story, does this ring true to you?
Yeah, I do. I take it at face value what the board said and what Mr. Pandit said. So I do think this is positive. I think this opens a new chapter for Citi. And I wish Vikram well, and I wish Mike Corbett well, and I hope this is brings positive changes at Citi and better shareholder performance over time.
So what did Vikram do wrong?
Well, look, I think I've said what my concerns were in my book. I don't ever think he had the right mix of qualifications to lead an institution this large and this complex. He had worked at Morgan Stanley. He had been a hedge fund manager, which was not successful. He had never been a commercial banker. He did not have experience running, managing large institutions. So I think it was ill-advised to begin with. And I think slowly but surely there has been some improvement in Citi's performance, but I think they still have a long way to go. I think the share returns are down something like 90% during the 5 years he was there, and obviously he had lost the confidence of his shareholders. So last April they voted that he should not receive any compensation. So there were clear issues there. I assume all these factors were taken into consideration by the board and by Mr. Pandit in making this decision. But I do think it's positive to have some new leadership and open up a new chapter for Citigroup and to put hopefully their troubles behind them and become a stronger organization.
Sheila, then what do you know about the incoming, or I guess rather the now CEO Michael Corbett, economics at Harvard, and he's been shuffled around the various divisions at Citigroup, most recently in Europe. Is he then somehow better qualified?
Well, I think certainly he's been at Citi for something like 29 years. He's worked at a variety of posts at Citi. He's been in senior management for some time. The board obviously has much more knowledge than I do about his qualifications and the reasons he was promoted, but they have had several years' experience working with him in very senior levels, and he obviously made a good impression on them and built their confidence. The interactions I had with him when I was at the FDIC were always positive. I don't know him well, but when I did deal with him, he was always prepared and responsive and understood his portfolio and could answer questions. So what interactions I did have were positive. Again, I think the board has much more intimate knowledge of this, obviously, but I think they're trying to, again, put some of the issues that they've had behind them and respond to shareholder concerns and improve the organization and bring in some new leadership. And that's exactly what the board should be doing.
Sheila, would it be reasonable then to say that perhaps Michael Corbett is being brought in order to have a better relationship with regulators? After all, the Fed did say they couldn't have their dividend back.
Well, I don't know if that was because of the relationship with the regulators or because Mr. Pandit had gotten ahead of himself and had not, you know, I don't know. I think that kind of, when that type of situation happens, it doesn't make the senior management of a bank look well, because presumably they should have some sense of what the stress tests are going to show and the strength of their position to ask for a dividend increase. So I don't know if it's a relationship with regulators or if it's just being in charge of your organization and understanding what's going on and not making public statements raising expectations that are not going to be fulfilled. But again, I think operationally, Mike Corbett has a very good reputation. And that was one of the strengths that the Citi board underscored when they announced his selection as the new CEO.
Now, at the first presidential debate, Mitt Romney said that Dodd-Frank was a big big wet kiss to Wall Street. Basically, his argument is it doesn't end too big to fail, that we've kind of enshrined too big to fail with this legislation. If you were Barack Obama, how would you have answered that? How will you answer it if that's on the table again tonight?
Well, I hope it is, because I don't agree with that statement, and I have I think Dodd-Frank provides regulators with the tools to end too big to fail. Dodd-Frank itself bans bailouts of failing institutions. It requires these institutions to submit resolution plans. They're also called known as living wills to both the Fed and the FDIC, showing how they can be broken up in a bankruptcy process without systemic disruptions. And if they can't make that demonstration, the Fed and the FDIC are empowered, indeed required jointly, to restructure them or to order that they start divesting their operations. The Financial Stability Oversight Council also has power to restructure or downsize institutions that they determine to be systemic risks. So the tools are there to end too big to fail. I think some progress has been made. Rating agencies have downgraded the mega banks partially. They've removed part of the bump up that they give these big banks for their implied government support. And so they have acknowledged that bailouts going forward are much less likely because of Dodd-Frank. But Dodd-Frank has got pretty tough language on this issue. We worked for that. And I think if their future bailouts are going to be because Congress will authorize them, the regulators, their discretion in this regard is dramatically restricted. And their clear mandate is to put these institutions in a bankruptcy-like process.
Okay, Sheila Bair says Dodd-Frank works. This is the Hayes Advantage on Bloomberg Radio.